every Tuesday, we like to have a little bit of a chat about some of the think programming we have right across 2SER. We've got shows that encourage you to think about health, shows that encourage you to think about sustainability, and the one we're talking about today, shows that encourage you to think about your digital future. Shane Anderson is the host of Think Digital Futures. Shane, very good morning.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, we are talking about something that I have tried to research, I've tried to understand, I've gone out of my way to make sense of it. It still is just this weird voodoo mystery to me, Bitcoin.
That's right, cryptocurrencies.
Oh, lordy.
Yeah, look, I don't have a background in this, so researching this was a big dive into the deep end of the pool for me. It's fascinating, though. There is so much going on right now in the world of digital currencies.
It is a confusing world to be looking into from the outside.
Yeah, so basically, if you're not familiar with it, or maybe you've heard it in the news recently, but you don't really know what it's all about, Bitcoin is just... It's a digital currency, so it exists entirely online. You can't hold a Bitcoin. Technically, one Bitcoin doesn't exist.
No.
So basically, you buy it through like a Bitcoin wallet, and you can do your transaction directly with the person that you're buying with. A lot of people have experience with Bitcoin because they've been scammed online. So one of the, I guess, pros of Bitcoin from some perspectives is that your transactions are anonymous. So you can see that money's being changed, but unlike with a bank where your transaction is connected to you and your identity, it's anonymous online.
Which is why some authorities are quite terrified about it.
Yeah, look, some people like it, some people don't. So I decided to explore the world of Bitcoin because it has been coming up in the news a lot lately because of the Bitcoin boom.
Which we are assuming is going to be followed by the Bitcoin bust.
Well, that's what you guess, right? So there's this debate about whether or not Bitcoin is in a bubble at the moment. So if we put it in perspective, the price of a Bitcoin since it first came about in 2009 has gone up 600%.
600%.
Yeah, so in the early days, you could buy Bitcoin with the same amount of money you would use to buy a Redskin at the school canteen. Now, one Bitcoin is $4,575.
4,000? Say that again, sorry.
One Bitcoin is going to set you back $4,500.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah, so it's brought about all these questions about what is Bitcoin actually good for? Because it's not that easy to translate your Bitcoin money into real currency. So just because you have a Bitcoin doesn't necessarily make you rich in the real world. Just as like having money in stocks doesn't necessarily translate to you having lots of money in your bank account.
Very, very true.
So I've been kind of on a little mission to explore what you can buy with Bitcoin and how Bitcoin relates to the kind of everyday, ordinary person like me who really, at the end of the day, just wants to use money to buy pizza.
How does it relate to that world?
Well, that's what I've been exploring. I've put in a lot of calls to pizza places. Not many places in Sydney take Bitcoin.
Not many do, no.
But there are a couple. So if you listen to the episode, you can hear my journey tracking down some of the places in Sydney you can use Bitcoin to buy goods. I won't spoil it for you, but if you've got problems with reptiles, you're in luck.
I don't know how to respond to that. I think that is one of my most amazing sentences I've heard on breakfast ever. Problems with reptiles, get your Bitcoins in.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Issues with Bitcoins, issues with reptiles and Bitcoins. It's your lucky day. Tune in.
Oh, lordy, lordy. Look, I'm going to give a shout out to a friend of mine, Campbell. Campbell, back in 2010, bought $25 worth of Bitcoins and had them sitting on an old hard drive, which he, without thinking about, threw out a little while later. $25 worth of Bitcoins from back then is worth $7.6 million Australian at the moment.
Oh, dear.
He's done the math. He's very disappointed.
A few regrets.
He's very sad. When can people hear this story about Bitcoin?
Yeah, well, you can listen to it tonight on 2SCR. It's at 6:30.
Cool.
We're also a podcast, so we're up on iTunes or really whatever podcast app you use. So if you can't tune in tonight, download it and share it, subscribe to it, review it.
Do it. Tell us what you think of it, because those reviews really help people find the podcast as well, don't they?
Yeah, send us some love.
Send some love indeed. Shane Anderson, thank you very much.
Thank you, Nick.